on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 28th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Phil. How you doing, Phil?
What's going on, Taryn? Always glad to be here. You know, usually when we do the live feed update, you know, I watch the feeds the day of and I take a lot of notes and I have a lot of stuff that I want to bring to the table and discuss, you know, as a live feed updater would do. But just I feel like because we lost the feeds last weekend, like I feel like I'm missing a lot of stuff. And so I'm hoping that today we can kind of piece together what's been going on and try to piece together what exactly is happening with the House, because I feel like both nothing is happening, but at the same time, I feel like I'm still kind of missing stuff. So I'm excited to go through it with you today, Taryn.
Yeah, not a ton to go through from yesterday. The feeds have definitely slowed down quite a bit. And I don't know if that's like entirely because they've slowed down or if it's in part because like just there's a distinct lack of interest, I think, with a lot of people after that break. But we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. It was day 60 in the House. We are heading toward the final stretch here. I spoke about this yesterday, but Kiefer and Tara kind of opened the day talking about how it's 2v2 in the upcoming, final four, them together, except afterwards, Tara talked to the cameras and was like, nah, I hate Kiefer.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, Kiefer is the one who's like, I guess, running the game. I guess I don't know if Kiefer's actually like, I don't know if Kiefer actually can make it to the end or has it in him because he's such a big target. But like, listening to the update last night with you guys, I totally agree that Kiefer's kind of at this point because of all the rest of the people he's playing with. He is kind of playing the best game, but It's not by a large margin. And it's kind of like a 6 out of 10. Max, you know, it's just for this season that Kiefer is kind of running the game. But yeah.
Yeah. And that's really, it's really where it's at. I mean, it's a season where the max is around 5 or 6, and that's fine. It's okay. It was still a good season. Hopefully we'll still have a good finish here, but So Tara's going to talk to the cameras. She calls Kiefer the biggest follower she's ever met. And the reason why she's really annoyed at Kiefer is that, you know how Kiefer basically got all the credit for getting rid of Jed and basically gets all the credit for doing everything. Well, he's not just secretly doing that. He's publicly stating things. She was like, cause you know, Kiefer's goodbye message was your biggest mistake was trying to get me out, putting me on the block, Jed. He also said that to Jed in the House. He's apparently also said it in front of Tara because she was like, how dare he try to take credit for my move that he didn't have the balls to make. He's trying to be like, oh, Jed's biggest mistake was putting Kiefer on the block. Shut up, Kiefer. Come on.
Yeah, she also kind of, when she's talking to the camera, she's saying like, oh, like I got to work with Kiefer for now, and I love to take him to the final three and then cut him out then at the final three. Like, you know, I can't, but also I can't let him get that far because then he's going to cut me. So I feel like Tara is kind of like everyone else in the House, like kind of wishy-washy on what she actually is thinking and what her plans are. And I also just think that if you take Kiefer to the final three, I mean, just don't take Kiefer to the final three. Just don't even try to attempt that, because I definitely could see Kiefer pulling out some kind of comp and cutting her at that spot. So I hope that she has something that I hope she does try to take him out before and not bring him there. But yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, it's unclear as of right now what she plans on doing. She said she would love, it certainly seems like she's not taking him to the final two. that if she does have the chance at final three, she would cut him, it seems. But she may cut him even earlier at the final four, depending on probably like what her options are, how the rest of the week goes, all of that. Hard to know for sure. My other thing, though, with Tara and Kiefer is that there's another reason why Kiefer, I think, is getting all the credit for the Jed eviction. And that's because when Tara talked to Jed, she gave Kiefer all the credit for the Tara for the Jed eviction.
Yeah, speechless. Like, I mean, she legit said like this was Kiefer's grand plan. This was Kiefer's master plan. This was all Kiefer. Like, you'd think that she'd want to give herself a little bit of credit, especially if one of them was going to the jury. And so now, you know, Jed's going to the jury with that information. I mean, everyone already thought Kiefer was quote unquote the mastermind. But after Jed goes to the jury with this information, obviously Tara should not take Kiefer to the final two anyways, but now with this, it's like, come on. Like, I don't think Tara's going to do that anyways, but even so, it's dangerous to have Kiefer around in the house. And we're not talking about Braden right now, but this is just a total mistake on Braden's part for none of them to take out Kiefer right now. But yeah, that's just the way of the world.
Yes. If you did not listen to my exit interview with Jed for whatever reason, or you did not listen to the podcast last night, Jed did tell me that Kiefer is number one on the jury rankings, and Jed, by the way, I think has been in the jury for a little while now, so this is going to be a lot more informative than a typical exit interview, because he's already interacted with the other jurors, gotten their opinions, and given his information. And so when he tells me how he's feeling, it feels a lot more like it could be not only his solid opinion, but potentially the consensus of the rest of the jury as well, or at least close to it. So, you know, again, fourth straight person that has Kiefer at the top. He also tells me that anybody that does not take a shot at Kiefer will look stupid.
Oh, boy. Not really good news for Braden. I don't think Braden had a lot of, I don't think he had a real shot going into the final two anyways. But now that he didn't even put up Kiefer, or, you know, the fact that everyone is kind of letting Kiefer slide, even like Tara is still kind of thinking about keeping Kiefer like a little bit, like people are letting him slide and slide and slide. And I just don't understand the rationale, because even people in the house know that Kiefer is playing the best game. So it just really doesn't make any sense at all. But I guess it just has to do with the way that, I mean, Kiefer's not that great socially, but I guess it just has to do with like Kiefer's position in the game.
Mm-hmm. So Tara is going to talk with Beth, and Beth tells Tara that if she had the chance in the game, she would be targeting Kiefer next week. That would be her call. Although you do have to worry about Ty and Braden. She did also say that taking out Braden would not be a bad move either, because to break them up. She's also going to help Tara study. She's going to give her like whatever they're called. Where you have like the first letter of everything, you turn it into a sentence that doesn't make sense, that sort of thing.
Yeah, you know, Beth's like, oh, I know all my females and my males and my evens and my odds. I don't know. I guess with females and males, she was talking about like, you know, knowing that like a female one will beat on one thing. Day or something. Yeah. But is that a thing that they say? Is that a thing for HOHs?
I mean, you always get, you know, weird questions. I think that she's maybe overthinking, but like, you know, it's knowing as much as you can, I think, is always good. So,
yeah, there was also during this conversation, like Beth was saying, like, you know, next week, when you're in the house, you should take out like Kiefer or Braden, like we were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. And then but it's weird that Ty is kind of just like not that option. She's just said that Ty is like hungry for the money, and Ty just wants the money. And I'm not sure why Ty is not like a bigger, I guess because of Beth and Ty's relationship. But I also kind of just don't know why like Braden is a bigger target over Ty in that Braden and Ty duo. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like for Beth, I think she might be looking at Ty as somebody that might not be able to win. She's later going to complain to Brayden that Ty doesn't understand jury management. That's never a good sign when it comes to the jury vote. So that may be part of it. I think that she also was basically like Brayden might win these competitions and take Ty. She also says that, as you mentioned, that Ty is hungry for the money and therefore would be willing to take Tara, thinking that he can beat her. So that might not be the best move for Tara to take out Ty. But who knows how much Tara even cares about Beth's opinion, to be honest.
Yeah, out the door, whatever. It doesn't really matter that much.
I did mention this last night. Kiefer does come in at one point and Beth is talking about how she knows all the stuff and whatever. And Kiefer's like, don't say that, Beth. It's like, why? I'm going home anyway. And he's like, you never know. And then Tara was pissed off about that too. Like, why would he say that in front of me? Yeah. It's so annoying.
This is just like, I don't know if Kiefer's thinking, I don't know if Kiefer's just trying to make good TV because he's like, oh, this is something that's gonna make the edit, like I'm so wishy-washy and, you know, look at me, like I'm controlling the whole game. But like, you kind of have to think about who's in the room with you rather than thinking big picture, you know, game stuff. Like, just see, like, you got to understand the people who you're with and know that like they're listening and they're human beings and they're gonna take those feelings with them to the jury, and that's what matters the most. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So Beth does talk to Ty. We kind of learned that there was some kind of fight or something that happened the other night where it kind of ended with Ty saying, have fun in jury, Beth. Which makes me feel like,
why don't you go on the block, Beth?
That. But she was pretty frustrated and apparently like she got into it with him a little bit. And this is when she was like, do you understand what jury management is? And he just kept talking about how he would be screwed if she stayed in the game. And all kinds of, just bad stuff for Ty, it sounds like. She's going to have a conversation with him. She lets him know that she would have been going after Kiefer next week if she stayed in the game, because that's the move of the game. Kiefer's going to win this thing. And he says, well, who do you want to win this thing? And she says, Kiefer. She says the jury's rooting for him. You got like, this guy is going to win the game. And Ty's like, nah, I'm good. As long as I have you and Jed, Beth, I'll be good.
Yeah, but of course, you know, you have a jury they're not playing on friendship. That's what Beth says. Beth's like, we know people in the jury are going to be rational players. My question is, you know, because the way the edit of the show shows is that Ty is really thinking rationally, and Ty is the one who cut Jed because Ty knows that Ty has to, you know, position himself in the game to win. But we know that's not really the case in the real world, and we know that Kiefer was kind of feeding Ty a lot of stuff. So I guess my question for you, Taryn, is like, how much do you think Ty actually knows about jury management? Like, how much do we know that if Ty makes it to the end, like, does Ty think that if he makes it to the end, he has it locked up because he has Beth and Jed there? Because I'm not sure. I think he might think that he might even be able to beat Kiefer.
That's the problem. Like, I still don't know exactly where Ty is. I feel like there's a chance that this sort of like self, the agency that we saw last week of him turning on Jed, it was very confusing. And I know a lot of people are like, well, it's clear that he always saw Jed as taking Beth over him. But that logic doesn't make sense. Emotionally, it might make sense a little bit as a trigger, but logically, it doesn't make sense, especially when he had the option to take Beth out first. And now this week, just the way that he's going about this, it seems like he would have the control over Brayden to get Kiefer out this week. Maybe maybe if I'm really trying to stretch and give him credit that I've not seen from him, the logic is that he doesn't want Brayden to be the one to take out Kiefer, because then Brayden might be able to have it a lot of credit. But honestly, that doesn't even make logical sense, because you have to take out Kiefer now. You can't take the risk that Kiefer wins two competitions and wins the game. And you can always just say that you controlled Brayden's actions. You can make it clear that that's what happened, whatever it is. Plenty of people have done similar things before. So I think the reality is that he's not that concerned about Kiefer, at least not right now. That's concerning, because I feel like maybe what we were looking at last week was less Ty's agency and more that Kiefer had convinced him to turn against Jet, and that Kiefer had used the emotional trigger of, you know, they're going to take each other, and it flipped Ty and he went against Jet because of Kiefer. And that Kiefer has always kind of held the keys to Ty's heart and brain. And that I think it's a particularly bad look for Ty if he cuts his best friend because he can't beat him, and then goes to the end with Kiefer, the guy that was always the bigger threat. So I am a little bit concerned about that with Ty. I'm hoping that he knows, especially now that Beth has told him to his face, Kiefer's the guy to beat. But it's hard to know.
Yeah, absolutely. Because even thinking about Kiefer's like pitch to Ty, and the way Kiefer got to Ty was talking about how Jed's like totally betrayed me. Jed sold me out. Jed was going to backstab me. And even though Jed had no intention to backstab Ty as of, you know, at that current point, like he was still able to manipulate him and saying like, oh, yeah, he turned our backs on us. And I guess thinking about like Ty's move to take out Tara again, like I'm very confused as to if it was just because if he took out Tara, he could say like, oh yeah, like Tara's the one that took out Jed and I took out Tara, so I was repaying my friend. But that wouldn't make any sense, because also I think Ty wants to own the narrative of taking out Jed. I don't know, it's very confusing, but I don't think Ty even knows.
I can pinpoint the exact conversation that led to Ty evicting Tara, and it was his conversation with Kiefer, where Kiefer told Ty, hey, I actually think that Tara is a bigger threat in competitions. I think that nobody would probably vote for Beth in the end. Beth is probably a bigger goat than Tara. And Ty was like, wow, I hadn't thought of it like that before. You're totally right. And from that moment on, Ty started talking about evicting Tara over Beth. And that's why I've been like, why did Kiefer in the episode say he didn't want Tara to go, and he's the reason this happened in the first place? Because that's just Kiefer. That's just everyone that we're dealing with here. In terms of your question about jury, I don't think Ty knows what jury management is. If I asked Ty what jury management was, maybe he knows now because Beth explained it to him, but I think he probably would be like, what is that? I think that is like, there's no way he understands what it is in the broad scheme of Big Brother, because if he did, he would never have acted the way he did last week. That was so reminiscent of Paul, who is the sort of poster child for bad jury management. I think that Ty needs to make sure that he patches up this relationship with Beth before she leaves, because while it did seem like Jed had kind of cooled off on Ty, I did ask him about jury management, and he did say that it was important, the way that you treated people on your way out. It was important. If Beth comes into the jury house also saying Ty has bad jury management, I think that could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. And that could potentially sour the jury, or at least a couple of the jury votes on Ty. And that would not be good for Ty. It would be good for Brayden, though.
Yeah, it definitely would. I definitely also just think that at this point, Ty thinks he has Beth's vote anyways, if Ty thinks he might have it made. So I'm not sure how much more massaging he's going to do on Beth, in the next couple of days to see, to make sure she feels good outside of the house. So that's something that's a little bit concerning, but I guess we'll see what happens.
Yes. So Ty does say, as long as I have you and Jed's votes, then I should be good. So that's not the best thing to say to somebody, especially
I have you, right? I have your vote.
Especially somebody that that you have already said you're voting them out. That's not great.
Yeah, especially if you're yelling at them saying that you're the one going home. Like, probably not the best move. And then you're going to say, oh, yeah, I have your vote locked up. If I have you and Jed, that's two votes. So, I mean, like, that's basically the jury. Like, because if these people ran the game, then they're going to run the jury, right? Obviously. Yeah.
Yeah. So Ty is going to talk to Kiefer afterwards. He's pretty frustrated about the comments by Beth. He says that Beth said she wanted Kiefer to win. And he also knows that she's been talking to Brayden. He feels like she's trying to sabotage his relationship with Brayden. Why is she doing this? Cause you said that she was going home, Ty.
Yeah. and he's like, you know, she's salty. She's like, she doesn't like that you and I are moving on. Like, yeah, obviously, Ty, obviously. I feel like that's pretty, pretty clear.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like last week he was lying to the point of complete denial that he was even part of anything, all the way until Jed walked out the door. And then also in his goodbye message this week, he's apparently done the complete opposite. Like, there's no middle ground here. And he was just like, have fun in jury, Beth. And it's like, can we just maybe have a little bit of a middle ground here where you kind of entertain the option for a little while? And then you go, you know what, Beth, I'm sorry, but it's best for my game if I go a certain way, especially once she learns about where the other players are going to go. To get into an argument with somebody and say, have fun in jury. Yeah, they're going to start to try and sabotage your game. That's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah, and they might decide to not vote for you in the end if they make it to the jury. I mean, probably, right?
Yeah. That's really what we had from the day, from mind, at least. I know that, that Ty is still, I think, kind of annoyed about some of the comments Beth was making. I don't know if there's going to be anything that like really comes of this, but, it's just hard to know exactly where Ty's head is at. We still haven't gotten any sort of concrete plans from anyone, but, Phil, was there anything else that you wanted to bring up?
Yeah, I mean, just also one of the things in this conversation that I thought was interesting was just like after the words, like Kiefer's talking about how like in 1 week, all the strongest players became the weakest and all the weakest players became the strongest because now Brayden won an HOH and now Tara came back. And so now it's like the tides have turned. Do you think that's true? Or do you think that's just Kiefer trying to, you know, lower his target?
I think that's Kiefer trying to lower his, and rightfully so. I mean, Kiefer's trying to say to Ty, who he knows would be inclined to vote out the stronger players, hey, in just 1 week, look at this. Oh, Tara's the strongest player. Brayden's the strongest player. You and I are the weak players now. Oh, man, that's so unfortunate for us. But I guess we've got to cut them and not us.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Brayden, like, he's a comp beast now. Like, if we don't take him out now, he's definitely going to sweep the jury 7-0. So, yeah, big concern.
Yeah, and if you know, if the theory is correct that Kiefer has been holding the keys to Ty's brain, then maybe this will work. Who knows?
Probably, right? I mean, I think Kiefer could even convince Ty to, you know, split off from Brayden and get him to take Kiefer in the end. I definitely could see that happening. I could definitely see Kiefer putting in that work. And if Kiefer does kind of have this loyal soldier in Ty, that's pretty great. Like, I definitely think that's like, it shows that he's a better player than I even think that we have been kind of predicting and expecting throughout the season. At least if he has that one person who's going to be loyal to him, like throughout the entire game, which he, I guess, mostly has been, like, I think that's pretty great. But I guess we'll see if that actually pans out or not.
We will see. All right. Well, that's pretty much what we have for you today. I will be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. You know, hopefully we get some sort of plans for the future by tomorrow. So I doubt they'll be like super concrete, but it would be nice to have something to talk about. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'll let you know if there is anything interesting, of course. And then tonight, We will be, I'll be live during the episode on Twitch, watching the episode, and then after the episode with Kevin Martin and Jacob Jones to recap the episode. After the recap, Kevin's going to join me back on Twitch. We're going to play some party games on there. So make sure you join me for that. Tomorrow night, we'll have, of course, an eviction and then a recap after the eviction. So tune into all of that. We've also got some Circle coverage heading your way. The new episodes dropped today. So make sure you tune into all of that coverage as well. Phil, where can people find you?
People can follow me on twitter.com/listenupphilip. I'm tweeting there sometimes. And then you can follow me on letterboxd.com/PNTJR, where I'm writing movie reviews. And you can also, if you've listened to post-show recaps, you can listen to me on post-show recaps theater, where I was talking to Josh Wigler about the Nicolas Cage film Gone in 60 Seconds. We had a lot of fun talking about it. And hope people subscribe to the Patreon cast. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. And see you next time.